in Siftes, in the Mishaburas, the whole Mishaburas of Katan Ayin. So the Ramo said that this din, that you can't put Kli Rishon, which is off of the fire, you can't put Basar Meluach, you also can't put Basar, which is not Meluach. Just the reason why he says, the reason why he mentioned Meluach is simply because otherwise you have a problem, you can't eat it. Because of the Dab. Hainu. So why is Ramo speaking all of this out? So like we spoke out, we learned, the Lord need to learn, we don't want you to make the following mistake. That you should argue the following. This is the mistake you're gonna might make. That Tam Shaoiser Humashumda Melach Marakecha Bosar Mispasha Hakak Bakli Rishon. Maybe the reason why we said Bosar Meluach is because the nature of the fat that it's been salted makes it soft, and that allows it to cook in a Kli Rishon, which means if it had not been salted, it won't cook in a Kli Rishon. That's the mistake you might make. So Ro comes to Ramon and says, no. Afilo b'loim and nimnach also klal nahoy also the sitano that b'nei alech luchis. Even outlo nimnach, even when it's not nimnach, you can't put it into the kibishin, because the kibishin will be mevashalit. And the reason why he said meluach, well, the nokam mechar meluach, ilo yahoy meluach, hoy also the sitano that b'nei esher dam kibisach b'lo yisur shabbat. Because otherwise, the problem here would be there's a more basic problem. Before you get to the problem of Shabbos, cooking meat which has not been salted, and you start cooking it, so now the meat becomes also to eat because of the dam. Okay. Then he said, the opinion which says you can't put salt in a cliche. The more you can trade Lishni, he said, the more he has two opinions. Lishna Basra, Havimelech Lekula. The second opinion says that salt is much more lenient. The kosher is Basra, Kibis of the Tura. Mishabachi Mutra, Philip Kibishan, Kishabiru Mayoh. According to the second opinion of the Gemara, salt is very hard to cook, and it can only cook a commission on the fire. Once the commission is off the fire, it can't cook. Just like this, like very hard meat of a shore. That's lishabas. Lishlakama. Have melech luchomer that filled with chishen is basha. So melech is exceptional. Either it's exceptional that it's very easy to cook even a chishen, or it's exceptional that it's very hard to cook even a commission not. Poskim Rebbe Poskim in Kalishabas. We have a general rule. We have two opinions in the Gemara. We follow the Lishna Basra. The second opinion is one which we follow. So most places can follow that opinion. But there's some who disagree. Therefore, the Ramo ends off over here that this other opinion, which is Machmer. It's all talking about salt which has been mined. But salt which you got from taking seawater and cooking it and evaporating out the water and gathering the salt, that salt is considered cooked. Therefore, sugar is also so you can't put it in the and the reason why that's so is because it's near Kim Abash. So that's not because the etzem even Klimishan Aloesh in Bishalach Abishal. But putting it on directly on the fire, that looks like your mom is cooking. People see that, oh, the guy's mom is cooking. So that's also Mir Rabbanan. But once it's not Aloesh, since it's been cooked already, and it's a Dabar Yavesh, sugar is dry. So a Dabar Yavesh ain't Bishalach Abishal, and it's put in a Klimishan, not on the fire. Then the Mishmar says that some will disagree. Okay? We'll see that. If you should not put sugar or salt which has been cooked into a klibisha. Now, what's his opinion, which is machmer? So take a look over here at the Shari Tshuva in Ois Kafkes. It's the first line of the Shari Tshuva. The Panama Iris Sim Pidal. I saw Shavi and Bashabas Mayim Roysim Khivishan Mubusholim in Te. They have tea. Mara Khivishan, the Secha Karas Katanash Yesh Bam Sukkar. And they pour from the Khivishan the pot which you made the tea in. And they leave the pot on the fire with the tea. And they pour from that into smaller cups which have sugar in them. Ain Kamishum Bishal, Kimish at Sukkar. Kvarni special, the base of Uman, Ben Bishal Acher Bishal, Bedover Yavish. Afshat Sukkar Nimoyach, Yesh Bedin Yavish. Even though the sugar dissolves immediately, and maybe we should argue, but the fact that it dissolves, it's dealt with as a liquid. No, it's a Yavish. Mutalitin Sukkar Apa Klimishin, Kamashikos Magan Ramling in Amalek. Ein Shok. Then he says, it's on page Kaplan Meches, a few pages down. So far we're saying that sugar has been cooked and it's considered over yavish, so ain't bishul acher bishul. But it continues later on in page Kufla Meches. V'machzik bracha kosher b'shem zera emes shemegamgim b'zeh. He is uncomfortable with this because since it dissolves immediately, maybe it's considered like a liquid. V'machzik shetoyu la'aris hakavi b'koisus v'arakach lost his boyat sukkar. So it's better to pour the coffee or the tea into the cliche and then add the sugar. The question is, I don't know if we're saying if the klibishin is yatzeletis, but talking about it's yatzeletis, but obviously, if the klibishin is not yatzeletis anymore, there's no problem. So the Shari Tshuva brings his opinion, which is machmer. And therefore, the Mishabura says it is appropriate not to do it in a klibishin of chakil. Okay. Let me show you iron base. If you put salt in the klirishin, even if it's aloesh, so that's also according to everybody. So that was definitely an iser. It doesn't asher the food because the salt is bottled to the food. So the Mishabura. So one second, I don't get it. What do you mean the salt is bottled to the food? We have a rule. Alva gav the midi over the time of the bottle. Then even hilchos bittul, something which is made to add a flavor like a spice or salt. We have a general rule that it's, and if that's a dover of iser, it's not bottled. Okay. So shani acha the havi zevis agar. So there's a rule of zevizagarm, which means even so much the middle of the time of, if there's two things contributing the time, so then we use the rule of zevizagarm, the time which is being added with heter, the time which is being added with iser, so then already the time which is being added with iser can yes be bottled because there's another the same time being, or it's not a lot of time. Zevizagarm is not a lot of time. It applies to other areas as well. Two things are causing chimutz. You have a case of a chimutz being caused by iser and a chimutz being caused by heter. One of the the items of Kibbutz is you have two Sa'aris. One is a Sa'ar of made from Trumatimeya, I don't know, something which would be Isser. And one is made from Heter. So even though we have the same as the Misavila Tabala Bot, the Misavila, which is made to be a Dover Hamaimid, which gives it its, makes it become these comets, makes it ferment, is also not Bot. But that's only if it's the only one doing it. But if there's something else doing it, the Mora says, so there's the Chimutz of Heter and the Chimutz of Isser. Then the Chimutz of Isser can be Bot. It's the same as Sora by Tom also. So what do I mean, Zemazagur? So we're talking over here, in the case of meat, without the salt, you can't eat the meat because of the dam. Or in the case of a pot, I need the flavor of the salt. The hachamari shenimlach gam can be kvar b'Erev Shabbos. Already added salt to the food Erev Shabbos. Then you added more salt on Shabbos. So then already the zevaz agarim tells me the salt for Erev Shabbos. Gemar the melach shenos an achshav lo hoyaboy can have eaten tam because there are zulos a melach shalasma. The rule of zevaz agarim is only if they need each other. So if the salting now is not enough to do it on its own, it's only in conjunction with the salting of Erev Shabbos, which is Heter. But if the salting of Shabbos was enough to add the necessary flavor to the food, But salt, which is made from cooking, so we rice we said you can't put in a klirishon aleh eish because it looks like bishul. So mitzad that iser of that you can't put on the Mexican of ashul, that doesn't ask for the food b'diyev. Okay. Sif Yud. Just one thing, going back to so this din that the chartreuse says that if something dissolves without it as if it's a liquid, so you should not do iri klirishon on it. So it's relevant for instant coffee, instant tea, those things also, even though they're cooked beforehand. But the same, but since they dissolve immediately, so Master Baruch says you don't it like a liquid. So it's with the stan legami. So even iri klirishon you should not do on it. You should put from the Kibishan into the cup. Now it's in a cliche, then you can add it. And even though you're adding color, so that it's not a problem. It's not a problem of Sviya Kadain Tsibaikhlu. So you have the water, the clear water in the cup, and you add the coffee, and you color it, but that's not Sviya, which is also included. Okay. So if you had also done 12 in the Korb and Lara Salami Kibishan, you can't put the spices, uncooked spices, onto your plate, in your bowl, and then pour it from a klirishon onto them. Shibura ayin dalim, a klirishon. Off the tablet, Amy's bashim klisheni. But now, tablet is not one of the kali bishul. So we're not machmer on tablet and the klisheni. That's klisheni. Mikol malkum ha'erim klirishon kaimel on the mabashik neklipa. So that is a problem. Iri klirishon is a problem. Okay. Commission kind of the Humbash Neklipo. Phil Biddy Evan is Osir. And now these tabolim you can't use because they've been cooked on Shabbos. Ibn Yabin. Mayan Shal Nisak HaKilua. But that which were Machmer, only Machmer, if the pouring went directly onto the spices. Which means it was not Nisak HaKilua. But, so that we say that the Erech Tavisha Kimra Vashal, because it's still connected back to the walls of the Kimishan, because there's a direct flow. So that the walls of the Kimishan are still adding heat to the water, even though it's being poured out of the kli, and therefore it has the power to cook. If a person would pour it and then pull the kli back, and then the hot water continues on its own, so the time it reaches the spices, it's not connected back to the walls of the kli rishon. So then that kli rishon is not mavash. That's like a kishedi. And so then it would not answer. Satabir Locha, Osir Litain Tavolin. So we have this chumra of the Kali Bishul. So we know clearly the verse is mine can be cannot is much in Klisheri and Shem is much in Klisheri. That's fair Shigamor. So everything else the word doesn't say one or the other. We have to encourage maybe it's Kali Bishul, don't put it in Klisheri. But you're not going to ask for it. However, these other things, ir klirishon, near din kamoy, the yin tavolim, should be the same things over here that you have to be machmer b'niyevin. But the kolzeh b'davar shaloi nitzal b'nefa. It has not been prior, been roasted or baked beforehand. Well, b'davar shenitzaloi nefa, even though we have a chumra bishul achar afia or bishul achar tzli, that's a machlokes. So therefore, in a case where you did iri, and also when you have to fill a hiniach of some kavishin, not only is if I do iri kavishin, if I put him in the kavishin, but he have it's going to be mutter. The yeshdis would not poiskim the cholkim al rabbeinu liyazim imet. To see what the ain bishul achrafia mitzliya. They don't hold the bishul achrafia. So if you hold ain bishul achrafia, it's mutter. So even a kavishin will be mutter. Comes the fei b'agor. That anything which there's a shita which holds it mutter the chatzila, even though we're machmer the chatzila, we're not going to ask the b'diev. To me, alachayodam shekosav in erim kavishim al basur tzli al lechem tzarach liklay ein shom. So the chayodam says no, we have to chayish just for erim kavishim, and you have to remove the klipa. So why b'diev is your mutter? Why should you have to remove the klipa? Okay. The Bir Halacha before deals with by the case of the Melach. So we're addressing the Milsamina of the time of the rule by saying it's Zebed Agar. What about the Dabar Sheishal Matir initially? So now can we both? But it's still Dabar Sheishal Matir. She says, for that we're going to. We saw a concept. A Dabar Sheishal Matir. For example, we touched on this before. If I have the rule is liquid which comes out of grapes on Shabbos is also the usher. If I take grapes and put it into grape juice, and the liquid of the grapes are coming out into the grape juice on Shabbos, so it's both. I don't say some material. Wait till the Shabbos and all be mutter gomer. We say that din is only if there's going to be nicker. At some point, it was nicker be surah, and then it was isar. But over here, as soon as it came out, it was isar. There never was a moment it was nicker. It was nicker in the state of Israel. So over here, the salt dissolves immediately. So zot be alocha. So as soon as it comes out, as soon as the moment of Israel is when you it, before the salt, you put it in the mutter. So the problem is the salt gets cooked. It also dissolves immediately. So mitzat davar of material, since it wasn't nikkur, there wasn't the moment nikkur bisuroi, it's going to be mutter. The flavor is still noticeable, so then you have a rule of milsim the time of the bottle. For that I answered, you zeb zegur. This is another naftamina, is spices. So spices, let's say you spiced it before Shabbos, then you added the same spice again on Shabbos. So the zeb zegur argument you'll have. So the spices are generally have a rule of milsim the time of the bottle. Because also the spice is made for flavor. So I would have the rule, it shouldn't be both. That'll answer if it's a garment, I spice it before Shabbos. And I have a devastation material issue. Because they're still visible, they don't dissolve. So he says in the Birlocha beforehand. You put tablin in the Kibishan. Even though I have the parallel case, I also spiced it for four shops. So he argues that it dissolves even better. It dissolves before it cooks. But maybe I should argue that the moment of it takes time for the bishul, and therefore the moment of bittul is before the moment of bishul, and that should make it mutter. So a practical application of this idea that the Rebbe Simcha is suggesting is a person will take water and pour it into a chemishan of hot water. So I have a large thing of water and I add some more water. So that water is bottled all of the water which is there. Now, meanwhile, it gets cooked. So it takes some time frame that the new water reaches the atzel lettuce bowl, it's considered cooked. But before it reaches that point, it already was disarev and nisbatel the rest of the water. So Shlomo Zalman argues in that case, you're not going to answer using the pot of water because of the water the person added, because the water is nisbatel the rest of the water before it's cooked.
Really
I don't know how you measure time. I'm always very confused about that din. I mean, it's relevant by Bosa B'chol, these type of things also. The person removed it immediately. So it's clearly in a case in a law, the person removes it immediately. That wasn't considered that it absorbed, that it cooked and absorbed flavor. Right? The Mishnah has a case like a drop of milk fell into a pot of meat and you stir it and you. So, if you stir it immediately, so if you don't stir it, what happens is this area becomes osur, then it's nasa the veil, and nasa the rest of the pot. You stir it immediately, so it didn't have time to osur this area. What are those words about this? So there's a time lapse before the process happens. How much? I don't know. I don't know. He says this case. I'm not. assuming that he's learning over here that the you're not using the regular call of a bittul, because by definition the call of a bittul required that one of his Israel was head. So his whole point is the water comes both to another water before it becomes us. See, he's not reusing the regular column of Vittel. He's just arguing. It just became this argument, became one big unit before it became us. So there's nothing which I can then distinctly say became the issue. I don't know. That's clear what he's saying. I don't know. I hear the sore. I'm not sure how to apply the claw, the rules to it. So Ambati is very large, and it's well heated. Even though you're allowed to put water into a klisheni, but not over here because of the tremendous amount of heat which is there. And even if the bati is a cremation, you can add the hot water from here into into coal, because as soon as you pour it in, it the hot water mixes with the cold water and cools off. So the field of Mekame Tiberi, which is not Bishul Deraisa, also leads to the Tzernan in Bambati, Shumshuk Min Amayin L'Sotha. So if you drew the hot springs of Tiberi away from the into a tub, so now it's standing by itself. So it's a klisheni, as it were, and it's coming today, which is not actually cooked water. Still has to do it. Okay, that's a good moral. I'll start leading my ambati, but klisheni, you have to take from that into another kli, and then you can add the water. And then it's mutter, even if the mayim, the cold water which you're adding is less than the hot water. Generally, they heated the water for using for rechitza very hot. So, in a scenario where there's a large amount which has been heated a lot. Combination of the preponderance of the hot water vis-a-vis the cold water and the extra heat allows it to cook even if it's shiny. Of how it worked in the bathhouses, I have no idea. But that was clear that they used to make them, you know, you have pictures of the horses, it's a cup of the fall into the water. They would draw it, they would mix it afterwards. I'm not sure how they did it exactly. So you can't have this cold water. Kodesh Kotsu, the Dafka Maim Muatim Shafshi is Basha Shom. This isn't only if you're adding a smaller amount of water, so the significant disproportionate ratio of the hot water to the cold water allows the cold water to be cooked. Alim Noisin Harbeg Kokach, Ashach Mai Echamin Nasu Nasu Poshir Mayene Zeh, if you add a large amount of cold water, which will cool the hot water down to just be lukewarm, Shuri Kimoy the Kameh Bitsurfsid Bit Yud Beis. Okay. But what you can do is put the Mayim Chamin into a different one. Feeling about the Yukumish, even the Bat is Kumishin, put the Laris of Sechem, Mayim Senenim, in Hemeruman of the Chamin. So you're pouring from the Kumishin into another container which has cold water in it. So it's put into the Eerie Kumishin into this other pot, into this other container. Because the other container is it has more cold water than the hot water, and therefore it's going to not be cooked, but cool. You can't pour from Kibishan onto tablet. Now, Kibishan could be seiri is like a Kibishan. That's because you're pouring a liquid onto a solid. Shiny, but over here, by liquid to liquid, she's arba nechamei mitzrayim, and he's found the chamei musim kibush atzrayim merubah. It immediately mixes, and what happens is that the cold water cools it. Therefore, when you don't have the store of Eruv, so you have this boiling hot piece of meat, and you're putting it into cold gravy, so which has been the son of the Gamri, so then the Dover Goosh, which is like a Kibishan, will cook the liquid which is around it.
Okay. What's the keep of a liquid man? This liquid that's immediately touching it?
So, the liquid which is touching it, which we don't know what that is, the Maisa, so the Gabi Dini. I don't know which part is the issue. So then I have to handle the shayla of is that the part which became us or is the bottle the rest of the liquid? The guy with this official on Shabbos, I'm cooking. I know I'm cooking some of the liquid. I don't know which one, but I'm cooking some of the liquids. That's a problem. So the way he says the case, they're putting a chilus boser v'seach v'seach right to center noser. Then he says, "Masha kneklipa." So I'm not sure if he's approaching this from the laws of Dover Goosh. Approaching it from the lochos of Irui, it's like you're pouring it in from the Phoenician. Why am I saying that? Because the Rosh says, so we're dealing with the roitzim was cooked. We passed a bigger than a bishalach, a bishalach, a double lach. So we're machmer, if it's on the gummy, we're machmer, not to do bishal. A double goosh, that's a vashal, is a machoikos. So Rosh says, you're not machmer, a double goosh on a double lach, which is done. So I have a boiling hot piece of meat on my plate for my child. I want to put some ketchup on it. Ketchup is cooked, but it's double lach, and it's on the gummy. So he said, I'm allowed to put the ketchup onto the meat because I'm amukhid the machmer, the chumra of davar gush, and the chumra of that your machmer, that eloi mishal chavishal, but if it's on the gummy, it's us. I'm amukhid the machmer, both chumras together. That's mamash the case over here. Right? If he's arguing about davar gush, then mamash the same case. If he means al tirui, which is why he's also klei klipa, so we're saying you're pouring, but the mice, what's coming out is a davar a salad as opposed to liquid, which is desirous, and that's what he's talking about. So then, even Ramosha said it's also. Now you're not dealing with the davar gush, you're dealing with irikirisha. Just you're arguing irikirisha doesn't apply because it immediately mixes. Over here, it doesn't immediately mix because there's salads involved in the pouring. Yeah, but so the swerve we said before was you're pouring cold, you're pouring hot liquid into this cold basin, right? So we don't say that you're worried about the hot liquid, the irritation, cooking the water in the basin, because it's a mix, immediately mixes, so immediately cools it off. So instead of this cooking that, this cools that. So he's saying, but if what I'm pouring are pieces of salad, you can't argue that. So then I am cooking something liquid.
But I'm just saying the liquid itself is going to mix with itself. And if it's all cooked, it's going to be clean, but then I think the majority is not getting cooked.
It'll be bottled afterwards, but it's not. You can't prevent the visual process from happening.
Depends how fit. It's all a matter of time. It's like the force matter of time, basically.
Back to square one. I don't know how to deal with that. How to deal with that issue. Okay, let's hold it here.